It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
This is the B-movie breakdown, episode number 61. I don't have anything for the number 69. I was trying to relate it to something in some sort of way, and I don't have anything.
That's just quite a few episodes.
It is. We're almost to 64, though we could talk about, like, video games or something. But 61 is not quite there yet.
It was a good year.
It was a good year, 1961. It was the year Arnold Schwarzenegger was born.
No, he was born in, like, the 40s.
No, what?
I'm pretty sure that he is just an ancient... Like he's a vampire, and he'll live forever and is immortal.
I hope so. That'd be awesome if he was immortal. His new movie looks pretty sweet, so, I mean, that looks... It's called Sabotage. I don't know. It looks pretty awesome.
Aside from
Sly's movies that he's been coming out with.
That guy looks like a hemorrhoid.
That's what all I heard about that Escape Plan movie they were both in, because Arnold just has, like, a supporting role in it, but everybody said Arnold was really good in it. That was, like, the review that Arnold was really good in it.
Great to see Arnold again.
Didn't want to have anything to say about,
I can't even look at him.
Who?
What's his face?
Sylvester Stallone. What, you didn't like the Rambo remake?
Just want to smear
Arnold was born in
all over him.
47.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Damn, can't believe he's 66 years old.
That's really gross.
It's crazy.
Not gross that he's old, it just makes me feel old.
It's all that pot crazy. And weightlifting. Keeps you spry.
Why do you keep saying
keeps
that he smokes pot?
He did.
Because he's the governor of California?
No
he did. And then,
have you ever seen the fucking movie?
What's it called?
His workout video.
It was the old workout video, and he's smoking a joint.
He's smoking a joint, bench
pressing.
No, why
would I watch that?
I don't know. I thought that was like something everybody saw.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing.
Knowledge.
It's called, like, pumping iron.
Yeah, something like that.
No, how old was he?
It was, like, in the 70s,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, there you go. No, I never saw that.
And a hip. It's just what happens.
Yeah.
It's what happens when you're Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You just rip some joints, lift some weights, get guns.
Well, you know who's not Arnold Schwarzenegger? Me.
Sylvester Stallone.
Well, me, because I'm Corey.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Gina. My old weed dealer told me never lift weights after you smoke, because it'll warp your muscles.
What?
That is legitimately something that was told to me.
That's a myth.
I mean, I didn't believe it. I'm not going to go smoke a bunch of weed and go work out.
I think it would feel great.
It might be all right. I mean, Arnold was doing it. Look at him.
I don't think you should smoke weed and go work out.
Look at Arnold.
I don't think you should raise your heart rate anymore
than
that. I don't. It's not advised. I don't advise it, just for the record.
I think you'd be okay.
For the record, it's on the record with Gina. So, the B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast. You find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget, lesser-known films, the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed in the prior episode, so you too can join in on the madness. This week's movie, classic Christmas movie, Jingle All the Way. I'd say it's a classic now. I feel like people still watch this movie.
Classic.
Yeah.
And you know what? It still kind of holds up. And it doesn't. It's not like one of those. There's some Christmas movies that are like in a specific time, and it's like this is just about going to get a toy. And I think that it's not something that goes away.
It's a Wonderful Life.
I feel like it's not as played out as a lot of the, well, definitely not like Christmas Story vein type.
Well, yeah, when they're going to start playing Jingle All the Way 24 hours.
Yeah,
24
right.
hours a day.
ABC Family will do that.
The entire
or not even
month
like,
of
what
December.
Was Christmas with the Cranks?
Yeah.
Or whatever, right?
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry's Wonderful
Allen.
Christmas.
Sick.
What's wrong with Tim Allen?
I really hate Tim Allen.
What's wrong with Tyler Perry?
Madea's Family Christmas. Larry the Cable Guy's in it.
Wait,
Larry
is
the
that
cable
the new
guy.
Thing that's
yeah.
happening?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Larry the Cable Guy's in it.
No.
Tyler Perry and Larry.
I'd rather
Hallelujah,
go see
Larry.
Nope, I'd go
Hallelujah,
see Black Nativity 9 million times before I go see that happen.
What? You have to bring up your fixation with what?
Nothing.
Stabbing people or yourself in the eyes.
I don't know why he keeps bringing that up.
We should watch Larry the Cable Guy... Health Inspector.
There's no way that's happening.
Or Witless Protection. I was forced to watch one of those movies one time. I was unaware that was the movie that was being watched with some friends, and they did not tell me that. I was told we were watching something else. I sat down on the couch ready to watch a movie, And what was put in was Larry the Cable Guy, health inspector.
Was Kevin James in it?
No.
Ew.
It was Larry the Cable Guy.
There are a few things worse than Kevin James, but I think one of them is Larry the Cable Guy.
Why do you hate Kevin James so much?
It's just he's disgusting. He
I like the King of Queens. I like that show.
I can't stand All right, Kevin James.
Just continue.
Patton Oswalt was on there. Funny. Jerry Stiller was Jerry Stiller's like the if you want a reason to watch King of Queens, Jerry Stiller.
Paul
Jerry
Fart Stiller's Mall Flop. I will never. I can never forgive that for ever having come
Paul,
into the
Paul,
world.
Paul Blart. I saw Paul Blart.
No.
Mike Vallely was in it. Skateboarder.
Oh my gosh.
And a bunch of other skateboarders.
I think we're calling mutiny on you right now.
I just, when people would rent that at Family Video, I would shake my head and be like...
There's a few people I know that like to watch any movie, no matter what the movie is.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And that's the reasons I've seen certain movies like Paul Blart, Mall Cop. But I also saw Observe and Report, which was a Mall Cop movie that I thoroughly enjoyed and I feel was overlooked because of
Paul Blart. Yeah, they came out like exactly the same time. People used to ask me that. They'd bring Observe and Report up and they're like, oh, I love that coming to like, you know, this isn't, that's not.
Like, yes, rent this.
I'm like, yeah, rent if you're going to watch this with your kids, you, no.
Yeah,
like,
not, you should have just let them do it.
It's not a kids movie. But to further, I wanted to mention that on our Facebook page, which you can go on, it's facebook.com/BNBpodcast. You can also reach us on Twitter at @BNBpodcast and our email, bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on our website as well, where you can download episodes and download episodes on iTunes. Somebody on our Facebook page, Mel Swamp Thang Horner, this is the person's name, mentioned the reason the movie we watched last week, looks so dubbed is that it was originally a 4-hour Italian miniseries. The other 2 hours just make it more confusing, so stick with this version. So it was filmed in English, dubbed into Italian, and then redubbed into English. That's why we had some issues with it.
And then just the other hours of that were just abandoned.
Yeah, I wish we could have seen all 4 hours.
I want those extended cuts.
Yeah, I want the extended cut.
Because I've seen your twice now, and in the 2 hours a piece, I could have watched the whole miniseries.
Yeah, there you go.
And I had no idea it was.
So we're being screwed out of your time,
or my time.
Whose
time?
My time
with your.
Mm-hmm.
Whose time?
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, this week we did not watch your again, or watch the other 2 hours of your, but we watched Jingle All the Way from 1996. Some may argue this is not a B movie. I say it may not necessarily be specifically a B-movie as in low budget or anything like that, but it definitely has elements of cheese and outrageousness that go along with many of the movies we watch, especially when a small child and mother do not recognize the dad of a family for at least like 20 minutes plus of an entire scene as he talks to them with his entire face able to be seen. A yellow shield.
With an extremely specific accent. I mean, all he's wearing is like a visor.
And I get like sometimes there's superheroes that just have like the eye thing, like Green Arrow. He just has like the eye is the hood, but he has the eye like mask. Robin, same thing. But when you have a thick accent like that, it's really hard to
disguise. But I mean, it was a clear visor.
Yes,
it wasn't even obstructing his face.
It was only tinted yellow. So it wasn't doing much for him. It wasn't, you know.
The Force was not with him. He couldn't see that was his dad.
No. Speaking of the Force, Jake Lloyd is the little boy in this movie. He played Anakin Skywalker in Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Little, weird. That's like the only other movie I think the kid ever did.
Well, they came out like 3 years apart.
I was going to say, because he still looked pretty young in that movie.
Well, yeah, the Phantom Menace came out in 99.
98, 99, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Like 3 years.
I don't want to know what he looks like now.
He looks
neck beard, long
beard.
Greasy hair.
It'll weird me out.
Heroin.
I saw a picture of Haley Joel Osment the other day and almost spit my coffee out.
He's in something coming out soon. And
oh,
I was
God.
Like,
him and his 18 chins.
His face. Yeah, his face
like,
is very
bizarre. I saw him
bizarre.
In a trailer for something and I was like, oh, Haley Joel Osment, what do you know?
Something is wrong with his face.
What do you know?
What do you know?
I thought you killed yourself years ago.
It's like those pictures where they make celebrities like look fat. This fake picture.
What was
picture,
the last movie he did?
The Signs. Sixth Sense.
Or Sixth Sense. Like Signs. He was in Signs.
Secondhand Lions.
An alien.
I remember there was a movie called Secondhand Lions that came out when
he Robert Duvall.
When I was worked at the movie theater that came out. I remember.
That's probably it.
Michael Caine.
Was it Michael Caine?
Was also. There were
Michael
two old
Caine.
People in it. And
Robert
him.
Duvall.
Two
I think.
Old people.
And him.
Yeah.
And Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
It was called Lemon Party.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Gross.
Too soon. Nelson Mandela just died, dude.
Yeah, I forgot Nelson Mandela took part, was in the Lemon Party.
He peaced out.
Haley Joel Osment, he really didn't have much of a career other than Sixth Sense and AI.
I completely forgot about
one. I like
it. Blocked that out of my memory.
I legitimately like that movie.
That teddy bear is
that
like...
That teddy bear is extremely creepy. It is super creep in that movie. I really like that
and
movie.
His face fucking melts off. No, that
when
movie...
When you said AI, I immediately thought iRobot.
Oh, no. I think that's a Steven Spielberg movie that's kind of overlooked as
well,
AI.
Well, wasn't it like Stanley
and
Kubrick? And then, like, didn't... It was like two people.
Stanley Kubrick was dead by the time AI.
Yeah, but I understand that. No, but it was someone. It was like I thought it was half Steven Spielberg.
The band Ministry's in it.
Someone else.
Sweet Industrial.
Usually I look it up because I've.
And Steven Spielberg directed the music video for the movie.
Did he?
Yeah, they're in this like scene where they're like humans are essentially taking the robots or cyborgs or whatever they are and like. Destroying them, all the beat up ones and stuff. It's like a sideshow type of thing, and Ministry is like the band that's playing at the event. What?
I want to see who. I feel like it's two people that directed it. But that movie literally went to the end of fucking time.
I typed
time.
In AI and this like weird thing came up. Fucking Offshore Information Services, but I just typed in AI into my search bar.
You have a virus.
Yeah.
You'll break.
You need to just wait the hard.
And Jude Law's pretty awesome in AI. I really like that movie. I think it's a little.
I just couldn't with the fact that it went all the way to fucking dinosaurs or aliens or whatever the fuck happened at the end of that movie, and it was not over. I could not.
Oh, the alien part comes because it's like way crazy far, and he's like frozen in the water.
Yeah.
But like the fairy, because he wanted to be real. It was
the
like
blue
it was
fairy
almost like
thing.
A. It was almost like a. Retelling-ish of
Pinocchio,
kind of, but it was kind of sad. Like, he had, like, the family, but they didn't want him when they got a real
If I wanted
son.
To feel like that, I'd watch fucking Bionic Man.
Bionic Man? Like, the TV show? Like,
No, wait, wasn't it Bionic Man? Or Bionicle? What was the one with Robin Williams where he's the robot?
Bicentennial Man.
Bionicles.
The only person I see credited in this movie is Steven Spielberg.
Damn
he directed it. He wrote the screenplay.
All right.
It was based off a short story.
I don't know what I was
thinking
about.
He also
then.
Killed Stanley Kubrick to prevent him from directing it.
Yes.
Just forget about it. I don't know.
John Williams did the music.
I just feel like someone else had control of that, and then something happened. Steven Spielberg came along and farted all over it and put fucking aliens in
Why?
The end of it.
Why is it to be farted on? I like that movie.
Gina just likes farting on things.
I guess so. She's just like,
that's her
oh,
thing.
Clark Gregg's in that movie. That's interesting.
Clark Kent as well.
Maybe if I watch it again.
I don't know. I like it.
Like,
I think I feel like it's
how
like
long
a.
How was it? It was long.
It's an underrated Spielberg movie. I'm like, what? He doesn't make crap movies.
It's no
I
Jaws.
Know of Spielberg, but I just can't. I don't know what happened with that. We're not talking about
Maybe
that
you just
movie,
hated
though.
The band Ministry. You'd hit that. They had that album cover with the fat guy and like naked on the dunce cap. Maybe you just were
like, well, it's
like so offended by that. You couldn't in the 90s. You're just like, oh, Ministry, I can't deal with it.
That has to be what it was.
And you were just not, you're like so anti Jude Law at the time.
She was. Gattaca. She hated Gattaca.
That
was Jude Law in Gattaca?
Yeah, wait.
Ethan Hawke?
Ethan Hawke was, but isn't... Maybe Jude Law plays his brother?
I don't know.
Jude Law puts himself
Anyways, back to Jingle All the Way, which we've strayed so far away from. Apparently the story of Jingle All the Way was based on the 1980s shopping frenzy over the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, where?
Not Tickle Me Elmo?
This movie, I'm pretty sure, predates
Tickle Me Elmo.
Elmo.
It does.
Mm. Yeah, it predates the Tickle Me Elmo... Does this predate Beanie Babies as well? When was Beanie Babies big? Like, Beanie Babies was like 99, 98.
Yeah, like end of the
90s. Yeah, so. And apparently, the role Sinbad played was supposed to be played by Joe Pesci. Originally. But he was deemed too short next to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And he would have stumped
somebody. But Danny DeVito,
but that's fine, because that's it was funny, because they were like twins. So it's like, oh, it's funny, they're different sizes and they're twins. Just like when they add in Eddie, just like when they make twins the sequel to Twins, and Eddie Murphy will be the third twin. You know, I will take it. I will take it if it's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
I will take that movie if it's Eddie Murphy being like Eddie Murphy. Like if he's not doing like kids movies.
Axel Foley.
Yeah, if he's not doing like kids movies where he can only say 1,000 words or a tree dies or something. Or some other Meet Dave and there's alien people living inside his head or something. Or Pluto Nash and a million other bad movies he's made.
No, that was Bill Cosby.
Oh, basically, yeah. Vampire in Brooklyn, that was Eddie Murphy.
But, I just can't... That's happening.
Yeah, I don't know if it is. Ivan Reitman still is writing
Danny
and directing
DeVito
it.
Danny DeVito is like turning us just like a giant meatball full of hair.
But he's hilarious.
Hence the fate of an Italian.
He's funny still. On Always Sunny, he's hilarious.
You just wait, Gina.
He grosses me out just to watch. I like he's hilarious. He just is disgusting.
Well, for those who don't know, the movie of Jingle All the Way is about the character Howard, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Howitzer.
Howitzer. Is that his last name?
No, that was his nickname, according to Phil Hartman.
By Phil Hartman. And he needs to get the Turbo Man doll... toy, whatever, for his son. That's what he wants for Christmas so bad, and he's never there for his kid. He doesn't want to be the deadbeat dad.
Well, he's so busy being a mattress salesman.
I think he ran a retail store.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he just... He mentioned what he was a CEO of blah, 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 and he made it sound
but
like a Macy's type of thing.
In that little, like...
Yeah.
Like well, Macy's a montage of him answering the phone, he just kept mentioning mattresses.
This is true.
You're my favorite client.
You're my favorite client, yep.
Even to his wife.
Even to his own goddamn wife.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
And that's why she's boinking Phil Hartman.
Yeah, boinking Phil Hartman. Yeah, movie also stars Phil Hartman, the annoying, pervy,
dead
creepo
guy.
Neighbor who wants to bang... Yeah, dead guy. He wants to bang Rita Wilson's character who plays Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife. And also Sinbad is kind of like... the rival enemy type of person in this movie that's going up against Arnold for the Turbo Man doll. They keep running into each other over and over again. And he goes postal. He is a post office worker. He goes on a huge rant about people not caring about post. There's quite a few rants he went on. One about people and how they get obsessed over toys and shopping and things like that. And the other one was about people mistreat postal workers.
The post office thing was like that going postal thing was like huge in the 90s.
Oh yeah,
So I get it
because it
like,
happened multiple times.
Yeah, because if you're a postal worker, you're like a harbinger of fucking death. Shooting sprees.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
and you know what? One thing I'll say, there's this one thing I noticed in this movie that I never really thought about before, no reason to or anything, but Rita Wilson. Pretty hot.
Really?
In the 90s. She had a Jennifer Aniston going
on.
She
looked pretty leathery in this movie.
When she was in her like little lingerie nightgown thing. Pretty hot.
That was the closest you were going to get to boobs.
With the fucking cups already inserted.
Yeah,
they were already pointy.
It's okay. They were separated. I don't know. I just never really like thought of like... How many movies do you watch with Rita Wilson?
Yeah,
in
I agree.
So
now
just kind of like,
not so
just
hot.
Like watching it, and then all of a sudden, you're just kind of like, I was just like,
yeah,
they're not bad. Like, just kind of like milfy looking.
I do remember thinking, yeah, like she, like I think honestly, what I thought was like, oh, she used to be not so ugly.
What does she look like now? Ugly?
Like. Old.
Skeleton-y?
Old.
Were you going to say skeleton?
No, just scary. I was going to say scary.
Scary?
Skeletor.
I don't know.
She looks like Skeletor?
She's married to Tom Hanks. She doesn't have to try anymore.
Captain Phillips delivering all day.
He's having fun.
Yeah.
Come
giving
for
her the
this,
old,
come.
Giving her the old Wilson.
Mm-hmm. That's why they named the volleyball after
Wilson.
Her.
after her.
They just cut out all the parts where he screamed Rita before.
Well, he just cut a hole in the volleyball.
Oh, and no, cut Rita. It kind of resembled her.
Yeah. With the brown face.
Yeah. And the spiky hay hair. She's very brown. All right.
I don't know. But yeah, I just never really, I don't know, I don't think I've seen too many movies of Rita Wilson, Now and Then. That was actually on the other day.
That's like the only one that I can pull out.
It was on HBO the other morning. I was like, oh, I haven't seen this movie since my sister would watch it 500 million times.
Yeah, and like when I was younger, I don't know why, I'm pretty sure Rosie O'Donnell was supposed to be Christina Ricci. And I always remember thinking like, oh yeah, okay. And then in retrospect, I was like, what? Why? Like, how does that happen?
Just really let herself go. Really let herself go.
I remember
that was like Rosie O'Donnell, pretty fat phase. Like she's still fat, but like
yeah. I mean, which phase?
But I mean, like Stakeout. She's not like crazy fat. She's kind of just like she got just like and like Flintstones. She's not like crazy fat. She's kind of just like a chubby face.
It's not even that she's so fat. It's just what was that? I don't know. She's talking about
Rosie.
Yeah. She
is what was that one movie with the S&M?
Exit to Eden.
Yeah.
I used to watch Exit to Eden.
I used to get excited when that movie came out because as a kid, there's boobs and you're like, and this Rosie movie has O'Donnell. Lots of boobs. She doesn't show boobs in the movie.
I know. But I also, she wears that leather.
But initially, the reason I watched it was because Dan Aykroyd was in it. So it's like I'm flipping the channels and on HBO comes on this movie and it says Dan Aykroyd's in it. So I'm like, well, I'm like on the.
But he's not getting tied up and spanked with a cat of nine tails.
Does she?
No.
She isn't. That's
I remember that happening.
She was on a weird kinky episode of, like, what, Nip Tuck? And she's, like, on a bearskin rug and...
Nude? I did watch Nip Tuck, but I don't remember that episode.
I feel like it was Rosie. Maybe you blocked it out. It was someone really bizarre.
Yeah,
it was someone bizarre. And she had, like, a weird sex nude type of scene.
It was Maya Angelou.
Well, I wish Rita Wilson was nude in Jingle All the Way. I'm just trying to bring it back.
Okay, got it.
In any sort of
way. Boobs. Pointy old mom boobs. Super hot.
She had pointy old mom boobs, and for some reason I thought that was hot.
No, she was attractive in this movie. She was.
She was just like MILF mom.
Phil Hartman certainly wanted to
wanted to bang her. Did you see the other moms in the neighborhood?
He wanted to
they weren't as attractive as she was.
Yeah, by the way, like that's how we're introduced to his character in this movie instantaneously. He just like videotaping. What are they videotaping?
The karate tournament that his kid is also in. He's a divorcee.
Yeah.
Or divorcee.
And all the moms are like, come over later.
I've got the perfect tool.
Yeah,
and
he's like,
I
got the perfect tool for that job. And he like gives her Rita Wilson a look like, yeah.
And as a kid, obviously that never.
Yeah,
like,
when you're a kid.
He was a sex pervert. I never put that together.
And they're
just a regular pervert.
They threw some stuff in there for the parents.
Yeah.
Phil Hartman was kind of good at playing that like snobby.
Oh, yeah.
Like. Sometimes creepy guy. He would do that every now and then on Saturday Night Live, and even his character on News Radio was like creepy sometimes.
Phil Hartman just has that like this guy default voice.
Yeah.
Type of,
hi, I'm Troy McClure.
Yeah.
Troy McClure was a creepo, so.
Yeah. But it did just make me. Around. I think Phil Hartman's always one of those people where you're gonna look at stuff he was in though and still be like, God damn it, because he's fucking funny.
Yeah, and he wasn't in that many movies, and like the movie he was in is like Jingle All the Way, and Small Soldiers, and I don't. What other movies was he in that he's like?
I mean, I'm sure
he's in CB4, and nobody really remembers CB4 the movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's CB4.
It's with Chris Rock. It's like they're making fun of like NWA. But it's CB4, it's, Cell Block
it's
4.
Funny.
Yes, I've never seen it, Juno.
When we were
would
little,
you like
my,
to ask me again?
When we were little, my neighbor used to make me watch CB4 all the time.
But yeah, the last movie he did was Small Soldiers, and before that was Jingle All the Way.
Oh,
and then he was on News Radio forever. And
at least he had like years upon years of News Radio.
Yeah, News Radio is great. And he wasn't in much else. He was in Sergeant Bilko.
With
Steve Martin. And
oh my god.
He's in Stuart Saves His Family
as
a small role. And then he was also in House Guest, Sinbad. They reunited a year later.
Just like Sinbad and Arnold.
When did they have a movie together ever?
I don't know. But
there were multiple reunions in this movie. You had Sinbad and Phil Hartman, and you had James Belushi and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Little Red Heat.
And Sinbad.
And Sinbad, who was in Total Recall. He was the woman with the three boobs.
He was a caterer on the set of Twins.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
All right, you're a little bit of a stretch there. Yeah, there's like, it's like kind of sad, like Phil Hartman, I guess just TV, really. But yeah, I mean, it's okay to remember him from like Saturday Night Live and News Radio, because those both things were great. And he was in Coneheads.
Yeah, was like, there you go, that's what it was, that I was like, no, something funny. And I was like, been the depths.
Yeah, and he's in National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1. He tells a joke when they're all like at the like shootout, and then he's like, "Oh, you think you're funny?" And then he's like, "Yeah." And he goes up and does like a little stand up act. And he's like, "Thank you." Anyways,
I liked the commercial in the beginning of this movie. I was like, "What's happening?"
Oh yeah, it was like the movie starts out with essentially the kid Jamie is watching the Turbo Man TV show, which is very Power Rangers esque, and it's very ridiculous. You see the character Booster, who's the sidekick to Turbo Man. Very weird looking.
The pink saber-toothed tiger.
Pink saber-toothed tiger, very weird. But I love when the kid gets saved in the show and he's like, "Mom, Dad, Booster!"
Yeah.
His dad was also the president. This is you can't forget that.
But he also, the Booster lives in the White House with him.
Well, it's just like that terrifying pink, weird looking thing. You're like, oh, thank God.
Played by Booger in the
parade. It was played by Booger from the Revenge of the Nerds movies. He,
wash off the soap. let me see that bush.
Let me see that bush.
Classic line.
The Booster character did look like a Power Rangers bad guy.
Yeah.
But the Power Rangers bad guy suits, they weren't so, like, fluffy and creepy looking, essentially, because they were more just, like...
They had mats.
They were more, like, rubbery...
The hulking shoulders.
They were more, like, rubbery type of suits, like Godzilla-esque, where they could move around and stuff, and they weren't... I don't know, they always weren't so... Except for there was an episode of Power Rangers with the bad guy was Mr. Tickle Sneezer. Swear to God, that's the fucking name.
That's a stretch.
And it's like this, like, toy, this goblin little toy thing that turns into a giant monster. And he is weird looking, and he is super dumb. He's like, "Hey, what's going on, guys?"
Remember that guy that was made of eyeballs?
Yep, I do remember that guy. He was sweet looking, and he could see everything.
Of course, he was made of eyeballs.
He was made of eyeballs. So the movie is just essentially, it's almost like a cartoon. You know, it's Arnold versus, it's like Wile E. Coyote versus the Roadrunner.
Especially
like,
when you get to the green screen portion.
Yeah, the green screen portion is the end of the movie. The last like 20 minutes is like a full on cartoon. He's like flying around.
Yeah.
He's fighting Sinbad on the float, which is like, okay, yeah, this makes sense. Then these like lackeys come out and start beating up Arnold for real.
For absolutely no
And the one says something reason about the choreography, but then they keep beating him up. And I'm just like, why was this part of the show? And then the one police officer is just like, is this part of the show? As a child and a man are hanging from a Christmas tree off the top of a building. Because that's just part of the show. Like, I think the police would have been notified. That guy seemed to, like, he's just making excuses.
I think the movie starts off really well, like, satirizing that whole, like, obsession with the toy. But then, yeah, I mean, it's a kid's movie, so it has to, like...
Yeah, and it didn't have to go that way, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, really, it didn't really have to go that way, because it could have just been this, like, Christmas movie about, like, oh, how people get crazy about Christmas toys, and it's... Because, I mean, it had the silly parts, because it's a kid's movie, like, he's like, they're like, you gotta get the toy, hope you remember to get it. And he shock face, light just on his eyeballs in the bedroom.
Like on the toy.
Yeah. The parade at the end was also called the Holiday Wintertainment Parade.
Wintertainment.
Taintment?
I don't know.
Oh.
Why would it have to... Yeah, like, that's funny, because like, I guess it didn't. It didn't have to go for where, like, fucking Sinbad puts on his Megamind costume and battles, mm-hmm. like, takes a little kid to the top of a building to chase him down to get a toy.
No, it's like... I wonder if they felt like they needed to have that element because Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it.
So much...
They needed the arch-villain.
Not necessarily the cartooniness of it, but like we need like an action set piece.
Yeah,
like because I mean it's like, oh, it's Arnold, people won't see it if there's not some sort of action element. And this movie barely made its money back, I feel it looked like.
Last Action
that
Hero?
That makes sense.
I love Last Action Hero.
But it, I don't think it made that much money.
Yeah, I don't know. It says its budget was... it barely made its... U.S. it barely made its money back, but overall, it made tons of money.
Oh, in every country that Arnold conquered, it made plenty of dough.
Worldwide, it made like $129 million, but just in the States.
That, compared to budgets nowadays, it doesn't even seem like that much.
I don't know why I kept thinking Tom Arnold was in this movie.
Yeah,
you love Tom Arnold.
I kept like replacing Sinbad with Tom. I just really didn't want Sinbad to be in this. I guess.
Yeah, True Lies. You're thinking of the wrong movie. I don't think there's Tom Arnold in any sort of Christmas movie. Even I don't even think Tom Arnold's in any Christmas movie. Carpool.
Stupid.
Christmas with Roseanne.
Christmas with the Roseannes.
There you go.
It's a Christmas with the Cranks spinoff.
Yikes.
Yipes.
Yipes.
Christmas with the Cranks that stars
Crikey.
Activia Lady, Activia Woman.
Jamie Lee Curtis. She's
come full circle
on the rag,
True Lies.
You can't fault her for that.
She was pretty hot in True Lies.
She was.
She was pretty hot.
She was in her lingerie.
Except for like that nasty, weird hermaphrodite rumor a few years after.
What?
She just has like...
She
just has like a few like extra chromosomes or something, but she doesn't have like a penis or anything. She just has like...
A few extra chromosomes?
I don't know.
What is
There was like a Snopes.com thing about whether or not she was a hermie.
She doesn't have a penis, but she has like some sort of male gene or something. I don't know. But she doesn't have a penis, I guess.
Well, we all have female genes. We have
X in the water. It's really funny. We were talking about Jamie Lee Curtis and True Lies, and she's in her like brown panties, looking pretty hot. And then she's also in a bikini, looking in Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on there. She wasn't eating enough Activia, I guess. She wasn't pooping enough.
Oh, my God.
Activia!
She's too busy getting tan with Tim Allen. What's sad?
Now she's like in the commercials, people see her in the aisles and they're like, Activia Woman.
Everybody knows Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah. They're not like, nobody thinks she's just the Activia Woman.
Well, when I see her now, I just think of a cup full of stuff that helps me take a dump.
I just think of Halloween.
Anyone under the age of 20 probably thinks of her from the Activia commercials.
Or Christmas with the Cranks.
Possibly.
Or Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday mostly, probably, yeah.
Under 20?
I remember,
when did that movie come out?
Freaky Friday came out, 2004.
The height of the blowhand.
Yeah, I worked at the movie theater when that came out, because I remember we had shirts that said Freaky Friday, and Freaky was regular, and Friday was upside down, and people would always walk up to us and be like, and try to read it upside down, like,
so
you're cool.
So these kids would be, like, 11, and they'd recognize her now?
They are from Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
But they would still recognize her today.
They would just call her Mom from Freaky Friday, who is now Activia Lady.
Yeah.
But
they wouldn't be like, oh, there's Laurie Strode.
Yeah.
Laurie Strode.
Yeah. No.
They wouldn't know her from Halloween. Some kids might. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what kids are watching nowadays.
I think most
Pokemon?
Kids would recognize her Pokemon.
That's not what's happening.
That's what kids recognize Jamie Lee Curtis from, Pokemon. Wasn't she in Pokemon?
She was Bulbasaur.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, she played Goku.
Power level 9000.
She played Goku in Dragon Ball Z. But, I don't know where we're going. Yeah, there's a lot of weird cameos in this movie, too. Chris Parnell.
Oh, yeah.
Before SNL anything, he was in this.
2 years old.
He was a toy store worker. All the toy store scenes were pretty
comical
in real life. Like, look at Black Friday that just happened, and people
got trampled
are getting trampled
movie.
And stepped on and taken down and all sorts of stupidness. But there are a lot of ridiculous parts. Like, there's the RC car part where somehow Arnold finds him throughout the store and trips Sinbad on a...
Well, he acquired the X-ray vision by killing the Predator.
This is true.
There you go.
This is true. But the one thing I did like most about this movie, aside from Arnold Schwarzenegger, because I just like him in a lot of things he does, is Phil Hartman as the creepy Ted. He's like, you need some you time. I could have swore there was a scene in this movie where he did go up to her in the shower. I think I just made that up in my head.
You just really wanted to see
Rita Wilson's
boobs.
I wanted to see Rita Wilson's boobs.
I hope he goes up to the shower now.
Even as a kid, I saw the movie and we left the theaters. And like
you fabricated,
yeah.
And I just like made this scene,
all these deleted scenes.
And then had the movie on VHS every time he said that, and then he's on the phone with her. I like went to my notebook where I had all the scenes drawn out. In
wait,
notebook.
We can't let this go by without discussing the part in which Phil Hartman has that reindeer, and is like heart like. Struggling to bring a reindeer, a live reindeer inside his house.
Ted's reindeer named Ted.
Yeah, the kid named it Ted after his dad, the best dad in the world. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger calls the house and he's like, "Jamie, where's your mom?" And she's like, "Oh, she's across the street petting Ted."
And then yeah, like what happens? Arnold at one point like breaks into. He remembers that Phil Hartman says he has the doll.
Under the tree.
And it says, like, from your loving father, or whatever, on the thing. And he's like, whatever, fuck it. And as he's, like, coming out of the house, that reindeer's in the yard.
And it was half the time it was a real reindeer. The other half, it was
like
an animatronic.
Googly-eyed, cross-eyed animatronic.
It was such a weird
with, like, its tongue hanging out.
The two.
Like,
yeah.
I wonder how much money they spent
it's
on
like
the animatronic.
Attack,
even just animatronic head of a reindeer.
Yeah,
because
it just stuck it in the shot.
Arnold knocks it the fuck out.
Yeah, he punched it in the face.
Arnold Schwarzenegger knocks out a fucking reindeer in this movie. It is... That scene was awesome. I was
Where's
just like,
your
holy
Christmas
shit.
Spirit?
And then later he pours a bunch of beer into a bowl. And
yeah, they're
like
sharing the high life together.
With the fucking reindeer.
Six pack with the reindeer.
There's a bunch of stuff in this that I mean, I get you have to like do the...
And there's the scene... We're speaking of drinking. There's a scene where Sinbad's pouring a whiskey... into his coffee.
What was it called?
I can't remember what it was called.
It's like Old Heritage or something like that.
And then he pictures his kid as Sinbad, and the kid's like sipping on the whiskey.
Oh, God.
Did you not see that part
no.
when you fall asleep?
No, I did not. Yeah, maybe.
No. Oh, no.
How did you not remember that part?
No.
The kid was drinking the whiskey.
I remember the rain. I saw the reindeer get punched.
Yeah.
And I saw the beer-drinking reindeer.
And then the one also memorable scene, like a memorable line, I think is quoted more often than others, is the, put the cookie down, now, put my cookies.
That's all my cookies.
Who told you you can eat my wife's cookies? It's just like just added to the classic Arnold lines is that
Arnold.
One. Also,
who's your daddy and what does he do?
There's the scene where they go in, where they meet up with the Santa Clauses. And Jim Belushi is one of the Santa Clauses selling these, like, black market toys. Turbo Men that end up being Spanish Turbo Men. The midget from Seinfeld, little person, I don't know the correct term.
Hombre rápido.
Midget. Dwarf? No, they don't like dwarf. I don't know.
The little
whatever
person
the politically correct term
from
is.
Seinfeld, he is also in the movie. I don't really know any other things he's in other than Seinfeld. I always remember from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He's on there a lot, so... But then they go to the Santa headquarters where there's like a million Santas around, and they start fighting him, and there's a mega Santa. This giant man shows up, and it's the fucking Paul White Big Show from now WWE. He used to be the giant WCW. I didn't even realize, even when I was younger, that was him in this movie. I was just, like, watching it now, like, oh my God, that's the Big Show. And then Vern Troyer, also.
Weird.
I looked it up, too, and that was the little tiny Santa. Which, why is there a little Santa Claus? Like, aren't the no offense, but, like, stereotypically, like, little people play the dwarfs or the elves. Sorry, they're different races in the Lord of the Rings universe.
Oh,
sorry. But yeah, it is actually Vern Troyer that is that.
I think he was an orc.
He was an orc. It's
Vern
very
Troyer. Weird.
Oh,
ew,
weird.
God.
And then Richard Mull was also in this movie. He was the... Did you not... Were you sleeping during that whole part at the radio station where the bomb blew up?
Yes, the bomb
Mr.
part.
Mr. Ponytail!
I woke up and was like, what the fuck? Why did a bomb go off? And then... Arnold was like, whoa, it was a bomb. And
yeah,
well,
because they go to the radio station, because, you know, when you call in, when there's a radio station call in to win something, The best way to do it is to go to the radio station
and kick in their fucking door.
He kicked the door open and the door glass on the door just shattered everywhere. He starts naming off all the reindeer and then he's like, we don't actually have this thing here. And Martin Mull, it's funny because he had like a shitty ponytail and he looked reminded me of Michael McKean's character from Airheads also worked at a radio station and had a shitty ponytail. It just a weird like connection there. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, there's multiple bomb threats by Sinbad. One ends up being real, and this is probably the most insane part of the entire movie, and where it gets super cartoony. Like, I understand it's a kid's movie and whatnot, but if you're going to have a bomb blow up, like, you're going to assume everybody in the vicinity of the bomb probably died, especially when the explosion was so unbelievably loud.
It rattled the building from the exterior.
And you could see, like the flash of the bomb in the windows.
And this was in a post-Oklahoma city.
There's still bombings.
I get it, but I'm just saying, we knew what was up. Forget it, guys. Just trying to be real.
I can't forget it.
I was trying to reference, like, relevant history.
All right.
I brought it down.
You brought the mood down. We're talking about cartoon bombs. Yeah, the bomb blows up in the police officer's hand. This police officer is a running gag throughout the movie. Arnold keeps running into him. Things keep happening. Gives tickets, blah, blah, blah. The bomb blows up in his hands. It cuts back to them, which I was surprised it's even cutting back to a scene where a bomb just blew up. I assume bodies are everywhere. Nope. The only person damaged is the main police officer, and he's just, like,
his hands charred. Are burned, and his hair is sticking out.
Yeah, it's like a Wile E. Coyote Acme bomb just blew up in his face.
That's when I woke up. That's what I saw.
So you fell asleep for the diner scene.
Yeah.
Where they fought in a diner and ripped a telephone out of the wall.
Yep.
And the kid was drinking booze.
Yeah.
And he talked about his G.I. Joe gun, or what was it called? Johnny Mega 07?
The OMA gun, the one-man army gun.
Yeah, Johnny OMA.
It had 7 guns in one.
Yep, it was 7 guns in one, just like Arnold.
Whoa.
Yeah, 7 guns in one. I don't think he has 7 arms. But, I don't know. There's a bunch of really weird moments in this movie with Ted that happened throughout. Him putting the star on, getting real, like, with Liz, the Rita Wilson's character, like, telling her she should get a divorce. And
it's a weird place like to, like, that. Come on to her, too. Like, he was trying to, like, get busy with her in a car and pour her some eggnog.
Non-alcoholic. Busy with it. Non-alcoholic eggnog.
And then it was just gross, because, like, totally looked like jizz all over his face.
Yeah, it was
I'm weird. Sure I'm not the only one. I don't know, two other...
Ryan, did you think that they looked like their face was covered in jizz when the eggnog spilled on his face? Was that a thought that went through your head?
It's totally jizz colored.
Yeah.
Looking back, you think that, but when it happened, was that a thought that went through your head?
Not immediately, no.
Me either. So
no,
Gina's the only one.
Like jizz. That's what it looks like.
Gina's the only one. She's sleeping and dreaming about jizz.
No, it just seems like eggnog.
I don't know.
At the time.
Non-alcoholic.
I guess it was very thick and creamy.
It was.
And it did jizz. Have some resiliency.
Then later somebody's like, you smell like puke.
Yeah, his why kid. Like his kid was like, Dad, why do you smell like puke? Like, weird. Why did the eggnog smell like puke? It's weird. It's really bizarre. The parade was really weird. The announcers at the parade were really weird. I feel like that was something...
They, I feel like, were real.
That was like... They were weird, and then you were just supposed to accept it and just move on.
That's how every Thanksgiving... That's what I told him this Thanksgiving. I was like, I love watching the Thanksgiving Day Parade, because the announcers are just, like, completely, like, robotic.
Yeah, these were very, like... The one lady was like, oh, better go get him.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff she was saying was, like, so weird. And then there were all these characters in the parade, like there are in many parades, but I didn't know Minneapolis... Minnesota was such a big mecca for parades.
It was like a Macy's Day parade.
It was a Macy's level parade. And there was like The Tick, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, that's really weird.
And like Sesame Street characters and Sonic.
Hello Kitty
and
was
Hello
in there.
Kitty and Madeline. And then they show the Cat in the Hat, and then it cuts to the two children. Yeah! High five! Like... Cat in the Hat, Dr. fucking Seuss. I feel like they were more excited about that than when Turbo Man came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Turbo Man. Why did it... And then Sinbad's character kept calling him Turtle Man.
He's like, yeah, Turtle Man!
Like,
I get you,
movie,
Turtle Man!
The whole movie, he just
was it supposed to be like
Turtle
a thing
Man.
Like you can't read or something?
I don't know. I honestly just think... Really
thing, you know,
racial stereotypical
mail.
Joke.
I think
that yeah, and the mail thing! Remember when he's running down the street just throwing people's mail everywhere?
Well, his bag is too heavy to keep up with Arnold.
Yeah, so he just tossed people's mail.
That's fraud.
Fucking ground.
It's a criminal offense.
And I love when Booster gets pushed off the float and all the little kids just beat the fuck out
oh,
of him.
Oh, yeah!
We don't like you! Nobody likes you!
Yeah, forgot about that.
Like, And then on the... one other thing, too, in the parade. The cop... Float. There was the cop on the trampoline doing backflips.
Yeah. Hot cop.
Was he hot?
No, it just reminded me of hot cops. Why would a cop be on a trampoline? I don't know. What else? I just thought of Arrested Development. I don't know why. Because they were like dancing
you got a better,
cops.
You got
I don't
a
know.
Better look at them. I
honestly forgot.
And yeah, and then
happened.
We get to the most outrageous part of the movie is when... Arnold is dressed up as Turbo Man in the parade, accidentally dressed as him. Parade director grabs him. You're the replacement, blah, 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 blah. The other guy got hurt. He has to pick somebody from the crowd to get the special edition Turbo Man action figure, doll, whatever. And he points to his own son. Obviously, he's going to give it to his kid. He couldn't get the toy. He finally gets it. And then he says, Jamie! And... I don't know what they thought he was gonna say, but, like, the parade people, like, turn up the volume. So did they think he was just gonna go, that kid over there wearing the blah, blah, blah?
I don't know.
Or, like, what do they think he was gonna say? But he calls the kid out by name in his accent, continuously talks to the kid, brings him up on stage, and the kid never recognizes his dad until...
Continuously calls him Jamie.
Continuously calls him Jamie. And he's just like, he knows my name?
Yeah.
Like... I guess maybe, like, if it was anybody...
How many fucking people in Minnesota have an accent?
Yeah. You have Austrian accents. And
yeah.
Everybody else is like, oh, Minnesota.
Not only that, but as a
I'm
fucking
sorry.
Hulking mass of a human
yeah.
being.
So I guess if it was somebody else, they got some sort of other bodybuilder person, and he just had, like, a regular, like... He didn't have an Austrian accent, and he was saying, like, Jamie, then you could be like, oh, he knows my name. Like, the kid might be, like, I don't know how they maybe
listen,
pre-done it or something.
No qualms. There's no excuse. That kid should have known, and the wife
No, he should have known. And, oh, yeah. She
Especially
figures it out
the wife.
Before oh. he takes the hat off, the helmet off, but I was just like, oh, the dad must... Just Arnold never wears hats, so they don't know what he looks like with a hat on.
Wait, when did she figure out beforehand?
Because she starts saying, like, your dad doesn't... She only sees him briefly... For, like, a few minutes before she figures it out, because he brings him back, and then he's like, I wish Dad could have been here to see this, blah, 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 blah. And the dad's sitting right there. It's like, oh, the irony. But then he starts going, your dad is
the
a...
Arnie.
The irony. He starts going, your dad is a good person, and blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, looks at him with a weird look, like I recognize the voice. And I don't know. But yeah, and then he takes the helmet off and everything, and then they're like, oh.
Oh, see, I didn't see that she.
There was a, they cut
was
to her, and
beforehand.
She gave a look like recognizing.
Maybe
like,
she just
oh.
wanted to get banged on by Turbo Man.
Yeah, you know that they did it later when they went home
in
and
the suit.
She put the booster suit on.
Oh.
Cut a hole in the crotch.
Whoa.
Turbo.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
How did this end? I forgot.
She cut a hole in the crotch, but then...
No, not that.
Well, hold on. So they cut a hole in the crotch, and then she happened to have her pubic area dyed pink, so then it just matched the
this
fur of
the... This is extremely specific.
Did you see this on the internet?
No, this is part of the fan fiction I wrote as a child about Rita Wilson.
These
are my extra scenes that I added in.
Were you published?
The deep cuts. These are the deep cuts.
Yeah, it's the extended novelization.
Deep.
You know, we were talking about novelizations of movies. There, you can buy on the paperback.
So is this a novelization?
What?
Forget it.
A revelization?
He said drivelization.
A drivelization. Like, that it's bad?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
No, how does this movie end? I don't remember.
It just ends. It's just a happy ending. Right? It's just like, he gets the toy, but then the
hand
kid's like,
jobs
I have my...
everywhere.
He's like, I got my own Turbo Man, my dad. So he gives the toy to Sinbad, who's getting arrested, so you can bring toys to jail.
yes.
Because the black man gets arrested at the end. But before
like
that...
Like real America.
Before that even... The suits they are wearing for just a parade are outrageously amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see that Cabbage Patch suit?
I forgot about the fucking Cabbage Patch.
I didn't mean the weird
dolls.
Cabbage Patch.
That's
I meant
why.
The Turbo
I was
Man.
Wondering why there were fucking Cabbage Patch dolls in that fucking parade.
Yeah.
Is it like referential because this is supposed to be about that?
Yeah.
Because the
but
otherwise
meant, like,
there's
they look so
I meant,
good.
I meant the man, the brain
yeah,
man.
Oh, with
Mega
the turbo
minds.
Ring?
He could shoot his fist off. Sinbad could shoot his fist off at... It came back and went onto his wrist.
I remember.
And then he moved his hand around like on the show.
I remember you were very upset by the like superhero
aspect of these Turbo Man
costumes.
Could shoot the discs and the turbo
ring. Yeah, he shot all the discs.
A working fucking jetpack.
He had a jetpack, and that jetpacks like that still don't even exist. You can go in the water and use those water ones. That's about the closest you're going to get to
yeah.
a jetpack.
Those are like the water wings of jetpacks.
Yeah. That just reminds me of that video of that thing. Have you ever seen that one video, the viral video with the the water jetpack, and they have that guy who's like, and it starts right now!
Yeah.
And like, I'm sorry. It just makes me laugh.
Yeah. And though, and one other point we forgot to bring up too, when, Arnold Schwarzenegger is apologizing to the one cop because he's like, Turbo Man, we use a guy like you on the force. And he's like, sorry for the bike and sorry for this. And he's like, sorry for the bomb, which wasn't his fault, so I don't know why he was apologizing for that. And Rita Wilson goes, bomb? Like,
bomb, bomb, bomb.
And then she's like, well...
That plug is coming out.
Well, then she had to go and get ready. She had to go put her booster suit on.
Her boobster suit.
She had to. Well, she cut holes in the crotch and all holes.
Right, that is
in
it.
The upper.
Now
there's that twat
holes
for
in the
Turbo
But she kept the face on, so it was a creepy face with the mouth moving, and it was just like, oh, Howard.
No.
And then Phil Hartman's like watching with binoculars from across the street,
and
or videotaping it.
Peeping.
Whoa! Hey.
Whoa.
Too late.
Too late.
Too much. Too fast.
Too much.
Too furious.
Too furious.
Oh, no.
We can't
it
do
happened.
That.
It
That's
happened.
Too soon. We can't do
I
that.
I did it.
It's too soon.
I did it.
Yeah, but the movie, it just ends, and it's like this happy ending, and it's like, it's cool. It's cool. It's just, that's fine.
I still want to talk about what Sinbad had on, though, which
the
was brain like a weird
outfit?
Fucking thing on his head with a fucking brain in it.
Because that was
water
the character that... Fucking Night Court
Did
guy
you
played.
See?
I remember Night Court guy. What's that guy's that actor's name again?
I don't know.
Bull.
Bull. Yeah, that's all. I
that's
remember.
The character.
I just remember
I don't
him
know.
As Bull. Forever.
Nobody knows that guy's name.
Forever. Bull.
Does anybody
Night.
Care?
Bull Buchanan.
I love Night Court.
What was
but
the guy?
Yeah.
What was the main guy in Night Court? Harry.
Yeah.
What was
Harry
it,
Bull.
Was Night Court a spinoff of Cheers?
No clue. Honestly, like, I watched Night Court obsessively when I was little, had no clue what it was about, and now as an adult, don't remember anything about it other than...
And
it was just it was just a sitcom in a courtroom. A night court.
Yeah. Yep.
Starring Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold
yeah.
was not in it.
Mock trial! Oh my god.
Yeah, Night Court.
But no, like, that, the brain thing that Sinbad wore at the end really disturbed me. I didn't like that.
But
yeah.
it was there in the beginning, we saw it already.
It's just weirder that Sinbad had it on.
Why? Because he's black, Gina?
Yeah, that's why.
Must be. He's pretty light-skinned, though. He's non-threatening.
Oh, my God. I remember when... Remember when there was that thing on Wikipedia that Sinbad had passed away?
No.
Sinbad is forever.
And someone wrote that Sinbad was dead. That was, like, one of the
They're
first...
They're a despicable human being.
That was one of the first, like... Wikipedia death things. Where
the first the, ever one?
Not the first ever one, but one of the first ones where the celebrity had to be like, I'm not fucking dead.
The first fallacy I saw on Wikipedia just said George Washington, parentheses, the stripper.
Well, not, I don't mean like the first
it
Wikipedia.
It was sad. It ruined history for me.
I don't remember that. I don't mean that. I mean like when Mark Hoppus had died.
Who?
Mark Hoppus from Blink-182.
Oh.
Like the internet death rumors. One time in high school, they said Britney Spears died in a car accident. But the first was Sinbad that I ever remember. Like Sinbad's dead. Internet rumor.
No, well, me
probably
neither.
Because I never cared.
I always knew Sinbad was alive. I keep in touch with him. I feel his life force. I know. I watched his Vibe talk show that he had on UPN. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't remember that at all.
I heard Britney Spears died in an AOL chat room.
Yeah.
It must be true.
Me too. I clicked on one of the portals and it took me to the death rumors.
It gave me a virus.
I had the free trial discs and that's what it told me.
Kick everyone in their porthole if this is just stop.
You should kick them in their TCP UDP port.
No. No more.
You should kick them in their Sinbads. So yeah, the Jingle All the Way, it's kind of a Christmas classic now. It's very cheesy, very, very silly and weird and... Why? What are you saying? Weird? Did I say something weird?
No, classics? Ryan farted again.
I was trying to save it for the end, just to keep with
time.
Tradition.
Keep with tradition. The tradition of Jingle All the Way.
Keep on farting.
I'm sure this movie, it's on Netflix. If you have Netflix, you can watch it. If you own it, tons of people own this movie, I'm sure. But I know they play the shit out of it on ABC Family around this time of year. It's a really weird choice, but they must not have a lot of... Because
they couldn't get
ABC Family
Christmas
does it like 24 days till Christmas. Like,
yeah.
They show a movie. But then they... In November, they had a countdown for their countdown.
Hmm.
Oh, God.
And every time I saw the commercial, I was just like, what the fuck? A countdown for a countdown?
I hate
really?
It.
Did we really have to do
Which
this?
Which countdown?
I would just like to bring up the fact, or just remembering, that Jack
Phil
Frost
Hartman.
Was a movie that existed.
Yeah, we should almost watch Jack Frost. Not we've previously watched early on in this on this podcast, Jack Frost, the horror movie. It's very silly and not that great, but we should have almost watched Jack Frost with Michael Keaton because the premise of that
is even scarier.
Is so bizarre.
And
like,
the snowman in his tear.
Do you want to watch that next?
I would totally watch that.
Do you
want to? Fucking weird.
Do you want to watch that, Ryan?
Don't you want to watch a dead dad be reincarnated?
I was thinking we could do
a talking snowman.
What I was thinking was
so instead of a dead serial killer being reincarnated in the form of a talking snowman.
Yeah, it's a dead musician that has to
a rock and roll dad.
We could, because I was thinking Silent Night, Deadly Night, but we could totally watch Jack Frost.
I don't know if I can. We'll watch yours. We'll watch that one, and then maybe we'll see. I don't know. I just think it's hilarious that I forgot that movie even existed. And
well, we can do Jack Frost, because I wanted to get to Silent Night, Deadly Night, and then Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
Oh.
And
do the sequels.
Big plans.
But we can get to those anytime, because they're just ridiculous horror movies. We can do Jack Frost with
Michael Keaton. Oh, my god.
Is that okay with you, Ryan? Or
yeah,
do we?
This is happening.
Kicking and screaming.
Jack Frost.
Isn't that in the movie as well?
Yeah. It's with your favorite Will Ferrell.
What movie?
Kicking and Screaming.
Oh, I have that movie.
It's hilarious.
I can't stand him.
Yeah, he hates Will Ferrell.
He's just not funny. He tries
yeah.
It's not true.
So
it's
a father
true.
Who can't keep his promises dies in a car accident. 1 year later, he returns as a snowman who has the final chance to put things right with his son before he's gone forever.
Is he rocking around the Christmas tree?
I
guarantee fucking you that there is a... musical moment in this movie with the snowman singing a fucking song.
There better be. He was a dead rock.
This movie stars Michael Keaton, Kelly Preston, Joseph Cross,
Michael Jackson,
and Andrew Lawrence. Yes, one of the Lawrence brothers,
whoa.
The youngest one.
The one that didn't smoke pot?
What?
Are they notorious for smoking weed?
Yeah, why do you keep talking about people smoking weed all the time?
Know. You were talking about people smoking weed on the Disney Channel and shit earlier.
Oh, that's Joe Jonas.
Paul F. Tompkins is in this movie. He plays audience member. Ahmed Zappa's in this movie as snowplow driver, and Henry fucking Rollins is in this movie. Henry fucking Rollins.
As Henry fucking
he
Rollins.
He plays Sid Gronick.
I don't want to know. Oh, because he's like a musician, the dad.
Yeah. So Henry Rollins
why?
Is in this.
So Michael
and
Keaton
so is Dweezil,
was a,
and so is Dweezil Zappa.
So Michael Keaton was a brief member of Black Flag.
Yes.
Why?
They had a TV party.
I was just going to say that. They're going to rise above.
Oh, no.
They're going to rise above the snowman.
I don't remember a lot about that movie, but first of all, I don't remember it being based on such a sad premise, because mostly in part that I remember that snowman is terrifying.
Stevie Ray Vaughan is uncredited as himself in archive footage. He was been dead for years.
Oh man,
he's uncredited.
There's a character.
How are you uncredited as yourself?
There's a credit in here for Mr. Chips. He plays Chester the dog. This is a breakout role for Mr. Chips.
This is real.
Animals have credits on IMDb. So next week we're watching 1998's Jack Frost, not the horror movie. I know. The horror movie Shannon Elizabeth was in early on. She's naked in that.
Of course, she's fucking naked.
Gets killed by the snowman.
Have you ever seen her ex-husband?
The thing about this is going to make me enjoy it a little bit more is that the snowman's going to actually be there running around.
For his kids.
Yeah.
In the horror version, I
only ever saw the second Jack Frost horror movie for the longest time, and then I saw the first one. Anytime they show the snowman, he's just like a smile or a frown, because it's like so low budget that they just show the face and like he's like smiling and the voice is like, I'm gonna kill you! And then it's like, snowball to the face, death! It's just like, it's so terrible. It's like so low budget. It's like shot on video, low budget. It's so bad.
I've never killed anyone with a snowball.
Well, Jack Frost does, because he's a liquid that turns into snowmen. But apparently this is what happens in this movie, too. So, yeah. Next week, Jack Frost, 1998, Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton's somebody that I feel like he needs like a resurgence.
He needs to play Batman again.
Yeah.
No, but he,
I feel like they were talking to him on a show recently, probably on NPR.
One thing I really liked him
Multiplicity 2.
I liked Multiplicity. I liked that movie.
Multiplicity is funny.
The one thing he was in not long ago, and he only had a small role, but he was so funny in it, was The Other Guys.
Oh, I never saw
with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. And he plays their captain of the police force, and he's so fucking funny in it. I was just like, Michael Keaton, like, really needs, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, comeback.
He was in an episode of 30 Rock, or he, like, had a recurring bit on 30 Rock, where he was, like, in the elevator guy or something, but he was really funny in that,
too. Yeah, Michael Keaton definitely needs to get the guy who directed the Jack Frost movie has a lot of credits. A lot of TV.
St. James, Street James.
Oh my god, I wish it was St. James, Street James. That would make my day. But it's not St. James, Street James. It's Troy Miller who did this. So anyways, next week, Jack Frost, 1998. This should be very interesting. I know, I don't remember shit about this movie.
I don't even know
if I've seen the whole movie before.
I've never seen it, period.
I remember when it came out. I remember a snowman and a kid, and at one point he's snowball fight. That's all I remember.
Death.
Yeah, and Michael Keaton. I was like 8 years old. I don't know.
Wrong movie.
You were 8 years old in 1998?
Really?
You were born in 1998.
Because you're older than me and I was 12.
Oh, yeah. All right, I don't know how old I was.
You had to be at least in junior high.
I was in junior high.
It's weird that the guy who directed this even directed this, because at this time he was most known for doing stuff with Mr. Show.
Doing drugs.
With Bob and David, and so you got Mr. Show, and then all of a sudden you're gonna do a movie with Michael Keaton.
A feel goodery.
Yeah.
With a dead dad.
Really weird. Really bizarre stuff. So, Tenacious D and other things like that was what he was up to.
I find it apt that a dad who's not around much would come back as a fucking snowman.
So, 2 weeks in a row, two Christmas movies, two deadbeat dads. That's just the theme of Christmas we're pushing out this year. So,
Watch a movie about an alcoholic father next.
There we go.
Daddy.
That might have been Silent Night, Deadly Night. I don't know. It's about a killer snowman, or killer Santa Claus. He could have been an alcoholic. I don't know. You made it through Halloween, now try to survive Christmas.
And he's a father of Christmas, Father Christmas.
This is very true.
I slept through Halloween.
The movie?
What? No, we just didn't do anything that day.
Oh, most people, we didn't either. Anyways, I don't know what's going on. This is kind of going on a little too long here. Next week, Jack Frost, it's way too late to be up and doing anything right now. So we all need to get to bed. I didn't realize what time it is. Holy shit.
What time is it?
You don't want to know.
Oh, shit.
Jack Frost, check it out. Be Movie Breakdown. I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
That's it.
We don't die, we multiply.
Oh my god, it's fucking late.
It's turbo time. Holy fuck, it's late.
What time is
midnight?
It?
Midnight.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
No, you're not.
It's the best of the worst. B-Movie Breakdown.